On the federal side, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is issuing regulations for the lower Kuskokwim. Meanwhile, the state Alaska Department of Fish and Game is issuing regulations for the upper Kuskokwim.
It's been confusing. We understand that.
That's Aaron Tiernan with Fish and Game.
We will work to improve that for next year, that's for sure.
And that's Ray Bourne with Fish and Wildlife. They're the manager sending out the fishing notices. They say they can't send out joint notices because standards differ between the state and the feds. One of those differences is the agency's goals for the number of king salmon they want to reach their spawning grounds, what's known as escapement. The state has a wide range for that goal.
65,000 to 120,000 Chinook salmon.
The feds have a specific number in the upper end of that range.
Right now we're using 110,000 as our target.
That target comes at the request of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. This is the third summer the commission has set this target. Reaching it requires high conservation and restricted fishing. State Fish and Game Manager Aaron Tiernan explains that the state has a wide escapement range rather than a specific number like the feds because kings return within a range.
Fish populations don't come back with a set number every single year. It fluctuates. And it always has and it always will be.
The state's escapement range is designed to allow future returns that support both a sustainable fish population and a subsistence fishery. The state has met its escapement range for king salmon since 2014 and says that there is no conservation concern for this species. Aaron Tiernan with Fish and Game explains what that means.
The stock is not in peril of going extinct or vanishing or just going away. What we're dealing with is more of a problem with returning yields. What I mean by that is harvest opportunities. So we're having to then place restrictions on the fishery just to ensure that enough fish are getting on the spawning grounds.
Meanwhile, the feds have taken control of the king salmon fishery in the lower river because of a conservation concern. The Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission presented this concern under federal subsistence law. The federal government has more tools to manage for local subsistence than the state does because of court rulings. The Federal and Tribal Commission's goal is to increase the king's future population by limiting fishing and allowing more kings to spawn. The state warns that shooting for the upper end of the escapement range over too long a time could harm the fishery by having too many salmon spawning in the same places year after year. The Tribal Commission counters that, after the low runs earlier this decade, kings need high escapement to build a stronger population. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.